Chapter 10. You need to do some tests. Words. Again. All. Any. Anyone. Apathy. Application. Ask. Assume. Attention. Attentive. Careful. Be disappointed. Be irritated. Because. Call. To ring. Certain. Completely. Cure. Deficiency. Demand. Depend. Diabetes. Discover. Disrupted. Disruption. Imbalance. Do. During. Earlier. Easy. Endocrinologist. Excessive. Existence. Experience. Extended. First. Frequent. Get tired. Give. Go in. Happen. Hormonal. Hormone. Improvement. In. Ineffective. Initial. Intravenous. Lack. Deficiency. Bleed. Metabolism. Miss. Mood. No one. Not complicated. Only. Order. Ours. Receipt. Refer. Relating to sugar. Relation. Relative. Shortfall. Deficiency. So. Stage. Strain. Substance. Suffer. Sugar. Swing. Tension. Thyroid. Turn out. Turn to. Undergo. Very strong. Weak. Why. Wait. Without. Worry. A woman comes into the hospital building. She goes to registration. Hello, I'm looking for an endocrinologist, the woman says. Go to the third floor. Do you have an appointment, they ask at registration? Yes, I have an appointment. I've called registration, she explains. What time is your appointment, they ask at registration? I have an appointment for 3 o'clock, the woman says. Here is your medical record. Is this your first appointment? Asked the registration worker. Yes, this is my first appointment with the endocrinologist, explains the woman. The woman takes her medical record and goes to the doctor's office. Who referred you? Asked the doctor. I was referred by a physician, the patient responds. The doctor is checking the patient's condition. What troubles you? Asked the doctor. I am troubled by frequent mood swings, explains the patient. Do you often experience such states? Asked the endocrinologist. No, I didn't used to experience that. I am easily irritated, disappointed, complains the woman. Do you notice any other changes in your body? Asked the doctor. My nails and hair have become weak, she continues. These symptoms are not enough to make a diagnosis. You need to do some tests, says the doctor. I am thirsty all the time and have a dry mouth, she adds. You may have high blood sugar, suggests the endocrinologist. The doctor continues to study the patient's condition. I have to measure your blood pressure, continues the doctor. I usually have normal blood pressure, says the patient. Now you have low blood pressure. Do you feel weak? Asks the doctor. Yes. I find it hard to work. I get very tired. I feel apathetic, the patient complains. The doctor makes an initial examination. She writes a referral for tests. I am writing a referral for some tests, the doctor says. Which tests should I do? Asks the patient. You need to check your hormone levels, explains the endocrinologist. Are the tests expensive? Asks the patient. Yes, but you have good insurance, says the doctor. The doctor explains the diagnosis to the patient. You probably have a hormonal imbalance, she says. Is this imbalance serious? Worries the patient. No, you came to see the doctor in time. We can bring the hormone levels back to normal, soothes the doctor. What does this mean? Asks the woman. You have a deficiency of a certain hormone. Its shortfall leads you to a feeling of weakness, a bad mood, explains the doctor. Why is it so important? Asks the patient. Because the body's functioning is completely dependent on hormone levels, the doctor explains. The doctor gives her recommendations. The doctor explains the sequence of the treatment stages. You need to do general and extended blood tests, the doctor says. Can you prescribe me medication without the test? Inquires the patient. Of course not. Only a blood test can determine the presence of an illness, says the endocrinologist. Could this be diabetes? Worries the woman. You may have a disrupted metabolism, thyroid disease, or adult diabetes, explains the doctor. The doctor continues to study the details of the patient's history. How old are you? She asks. I'm 38 years old, says the woman. Does anyone in your family suffer from diabetes? Asks the doctor. No, no one in our family has diabetes, says the patient. Is anyone in your family overweight? Asks the doctor. No, none of us are overweight, replies the patient. After receiving the test results, the doctor advises the patient, Do not worry. The test results revealed the deficiency of a certain hormone, she says. Doctor, what caused it? Asks the patient. This may be caused by nervous tension, stress, replies the physician. Can it be cured? Worries the woman. Of course. You came in for treatment just in time, soothes the doctor. The endocrinologist draws the patient's attention to having a serious attitude toward her treatment. I must warn you, the treatment is not complicated, but it requires a careful and serious attitude, says the doctor. What does it mean, a serious attitude? Asks the patient. You should not forget to take your medication, the doctor says. Can I take them at any time? Asks the patient. No. You have to take the medications at the same time, the doctor explains. Does this regimen last for the entire course of treatment? Asks the woman. Yes. The medications are taken at the same time for the entire course of treatment, the doctor says. When would I notice some improvement? Asks the patient. Your condition should improve in a week. If the pills are ineffective, I prescribe an intravenous application of the medication, says the endocrinologist. Questions about the text. 1. How many appointments has the woman had with an endocrinologist? 2. What does the woman take? 3. Who referred her? 4. What troubles the patient? 5. What is the patient's usual blood pressure? 6. Which test should she do? 7. What kind of imbalance does the patient have? 8. What is the result of the deficiency of a certain hormone? 9. What does the functioning of the body depend upon? 10. How old is the patient? 11. What did the test results show? 12. What does the treatment require? 13. When should the patient take the medication? 14. When would she see an improvement?